News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
If you're listening right now, it's probably happened to you already this morning. You've got a text purporting to be from your bank or on post, and all they're doing is looking to rob you. Almost half of Irish adults have reported being targeted by scam calls and also texts or emails, according to new research from FraudSmart. What can you do to stay safe, and how do you spot if something is a scam? News Talk's tech correspondent Jess Kelly's with us. Morning, Jess.
Morning, Jono.
I have to say, I am now officially sceptical of every text message that comes in. In fact, I got one last week from Unpost that was a genuine one, and I refused to click on it until somebody told me, actually, no, I am waiting for something to be delivered.
Yeah, and that's unfortunately a good way to be. These scam texts in particular are awful. And what this research by FraudSmart and the new campaign that they're working on with Google is looking to try and highlight is the fact that the scammers play on the fact that we are human beings. They play on the fact that someone in your house might be waiting for something on or from on post, or maybe someone who has access to your car did drive through a toll and didn't pay the toll. So that's what they're doing, is they're identifying moments of humanity and humanness and then sending out a scam text in the hope that you are a law-abiding citizen, a good egg who wants to do the right thing. You click, you pay, and therefore they get access to your funds. It's becoming so prevalent that finally we are starting to see some action being taken. I was talking on the Pat Kenny show last week or the week before about action that ComReg has taken to try and clamp down on the scam texts in particular. So as of last week, businesses had to register if they are using text communication. They had to register the number, and anyone who didn't do that will now, when they do send a message to a customer, a likely scam message will appear on the phone. And then by the end of the year, these scams will be blocked entirely. So they say. Now again,
well, they've been saying that for a long time now, Jess, and we're still getting them. And normally the best way to judge it is the website address, isn't it? If it looks anyway dodgy at all, don't click on it.
Yeah. Now, what I would say is I've kind of like faffed around with quite a few of these scam websites over the years in the interest of research, obviously enough. And they do look incredibly sophisticated. I got a text a number of years ago now, but it came into the same thread text as Bank of Ireland, which is my bank. I clicked on it because it was saying that there was an unusual purchase, and I was brought to a website that looked exactly like the Banking 365 webpage. The only way I knew for certain that it was a scam was when I put in, I didn't put in my six-digit code, I put in 123456 and it let me log into the next screen. The idea with those ones is that they're trying to actually clone what I input. Therefore, they would have the digits of my banking code to be able to get into my banking system and clean my account. So the key things here, and there's no, I haven't found a completely foolproof method to not get scammed. But look at the website, as you say. The first thing that I'd always look for if they are looking for your sensitive information is on the top in the web browser bar, the HTTPS. That S signifies that it's secure. If you're on a checkout page, if you're about to purchase something, look for the padlock. I'd always recommend people either use a credit card if you shop responsibly and all the rest, or a digital card. A lot of the banks now, Revolut, for example, are great with doing it. They'll give you a sort of one-time use code of a long card number and expiry date and all the rest for a one-time purchase. That means that if that website is compromised, is a scam, they're not going to have any joy. It's very, very difficult. The onus is on all of us to be eyes wide open the entire time. And unfortunately, you know, even with that database that the ComReg has set up, I do think these scams are going to continue to exist. They're going to continue to evolve. I'm hearing of people purchasing stuff on Instagram, thinking that they're supporting small businesses, only to find that those pages are a scam. You just have to be so careful. And, you know, the advice, if you're too scared to click on a link, if it comes from a service provider, it's a pain in the face, but pick up the phone and call that service provider. Call your bank, call your energy company, call whoever is purporting to text you and verify it. Also, don't go through a click-through page. I would always go to the website direct and input the information. If it's a legitimate communication, you will find a way to get access to it, to do whatever it is that you need to do, but just don't trust the click.
Well, we this happened to us last year. One of our cards got compromised at home, and it was only when we went into the bank account that we saw a load of little failed transactions because mm-hmm. the bank had spotted them and blocked them. But the other thing is, a lot of people might be a little bit afraid to look at their bank account from time to time to see how low the balance is. And if you don't click into your bank account, you might not spot these things, and don't be relying on the bank to do it because it might be too late.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a really important point. Again, it happened to Kieran Cudahy here not that long ago. He had a number of teeny tiny little purchases, 1 or 2 euro yeah. coming off his Revolut account. And it was only that he bothered to click in that he saw that it was happening consistently enough, but he did have to cancel his cards. It is a massive hassle.
It's a pain in the backside, absolutely. The only thing, do you know how I spotted it? It was Shein, and I don't buy anything on Shein.
Well,
so as a result of that, I was able to spot it. Jess, caveat emptor and all that, but do be careful out there. News Talk's technology correspondent, Jess Kelly, thank you.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.